time to talk some hockey. And to do that, we welcome in the source authority on such matters, our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Hello there, Ty.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Going very well, thanks. Are you getting these gloomy gray conditions down your way, too?
Yeah, we are. And I believe it's misting as well, which is always a weird sort of feeling. You kind of feel like you're at the grocery store and you are the lettuce. So it's been a pretty miserable day here, I guess, in terms of outside, but inside, you know, everything's great.
Much like the lettuce, I think I may begin to wilt by the end of the week.
Honestly, it's just, you ever go to grab it and you get sprayed like, hey, what's going on here? So that's kind of where we are. I think we're all there right now.
No question about that. Well, let's talk Bruins here. Most recent game, I tuned out for a while. It was 4-1. I was feeling good about things. I had to do some stuff. I came back, and all of a sudden it's 4-3. What did I miss?
Well, you missed two of the best deflection goals that you'll see all season, I think, from San Jose and across the NHL. Just really unstoppable shots, in my opinion. Did make the game a little bit tighter, but at the same time, that's kind of situational hockey that I think this team can benefit from, right? Is realizing that a game is not ever over. You know, at 4-1, goals can happen quickly in this league, especially with a team like the Sharks, who are off to a good start this year and still have some firepower up front. So really just kind of some simple breakdowns that are correctable, but you got to give San Jose credit. Those deflection goals there from Hurdle and Timo Meier were just fantastic looks from them, in my opinion.
Strange game for anybody who was able to catch up with it on Friday against Buffalo that felt at times like there was no way the Bruins would win that game.
Yeah, that was strange. I mean, that was really sort of Buffalo came into the game undefeated, and you look at it and say, oh, Buffalo, they're not any good. And they might not be, but they looked like their record on Friday night. A lot of pressure on Linus Ullmark, a lot of pressure on the defense. Bruins were lucky to get their big lead and really kind of ride from there. But I thought that Buffalo played a great game, and that game was really won on the back of Linus Ullmark, making his first start in his old city, his old stopping grounds. And he lived up to his contract, his payday that he's got with the Bruins here, because he was phenomenal, I thought. You know, great from in tight, great, some luck on his side, too, in the first period and second period as well. But really the kind of game that you want if you're the Bruins to see from Ullmark after the shaky the preseason and really give you some confidence this guy can be the guy for your team.
Now, speaking of that Friday night game, or for those who are scrambling to find it, I understand you're all about the NHL app. It sounds like it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, the ESPN Plus app is fantastic. And I think especially if you're a Bruins fan who lives out of market, I mean, you're going to have every game on there. It's worth it. Right. And so I think that it's great for the game of hockey. It's better than NHL TV, which was the NHL's app, which was A, more expensive, and B, ran about 3 minutes behind live action almost at all times. So I love this app. I think it's going to be great for hockey fans who like to watch games besides the Bruins. Now, if you only like the Bruins, it's a little bit tough. But I think that you'll make the purchase, you know, $6.99 a month. Not that bad, and you're going to find yourself using it a lot more than you think if you're a big hockey nut, because you can watch any game that's not on TNT, I believe, is the only caveat. So pretty much the entire league is available for your viewing at all times. So I really liked it, and I think the ESPN Plus games, the exclusive streaming games, the commentary team there between Ryan Callahan and John Buchagras, pretty good team. So I think it's a worthwhile investment, personally.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. So it's early, a 3-1 start. What do you think so far? What's going well 4 games in?
Well, I think that you're seeing a deeper forward grouping, right? Like, you're not seeing guys getting plucked up from the AHL who aren't ready. You're not seeing players being forced to play their off wing and struggling at their off wing. I think this team is just deeper, right? And you know, yesterday, for example, right? Like, they moved Thomas Nosek to second line center. I mean, this is their fourth line center, right? And they have a pretty good game, all things considered. Not as good as they were in Buffalo on Friday, but still passable. I think Eric Halla has been a great addition for the Bruins as well. So I just think that they don't have to lean on their first line as much, right? And that's sort of the biggest need for this team, and for multiple years now, has been having that depth, having the ability to turn to your third line, your second line, if your first line doesn't have it. So I think seeing that that's been the biggest shock for me, I think, is seeing how some of these guys have fit in that maybe you weren't expecting big things out of, you know, namely Halla and Nosek, but watch them deliver right now. I mean, they may have something here.
What are the biggest challenges facing them with their little Florida trip this week?
Well, I mean, that Panthers are a great team. Watching them so far out of the gate, they look phenomenal. That's a true Stanley Cup threat, in my opinion. But also, I would say that the biggest challenge for this team is kind of what I've said from the get-go here, which is their defensive depth, right? You know, Connor Clifton gets healthy scratch in Friday's game in Buffalo. They play him yesterday. They play him about 14 minutes. And after the game, Cassie talks about he still needs to be better. He needs to be better. Well, who do you have behind him, really? You know, you have John Moore and Jacob Zboril, and then you got the guys in the minors, none of whom are right-shot defensemen. So this is going to be their problem, I think, this year, is if Clifton doesn't play up to his level, or maybe even a notch higher, they're going to run into problems like this, where the defensive depth is going to get tested against a team like Florida, you know, a team who has three good lines, you know, maybe even four good lines offensively. So that's the biggest challenge, I think, for this team moving forward, with this trip and beyond, for that matter.
Who's down at Providence that you think will be among the first people called on if there's a need?
Well, we saw it yesterday with Oscar Steen. I really liked his camp. I think that he's a guy who can play in a variety of ways. He can play center. He can play wing. Be a bit of an agitator, but also make some skillful plays. You look at his assist yesterday on Jake DeBrusk's goal, just a very smart pass using the boards there. So I think that he's a guy that we're going to see more of this year. On the back end, Vaakanainen, you want to see him make that step forward and show that he can play in the NHL full-time. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, to be honest with you. But I look at those two guys as well. You know, Jack Stanega is the big one that we always talk about. I can see him getting a bigger look here at some point as well, maybe getting that chance in the second line eventually at some point. We're going to have to wait and see how the other injuries shake out. But I would say beyond those three, you know, maybe Jesper Frödin, a guy who has pro experience, played in the Swedish Elite League last year, was one of their top goal scorers. He's getting his feet wet right now in Providence, but he's another guy, too, that I could see getting called if they need a middle six scoring option as well.
How do you see the goaltender rotation going headed forward? Ullmark, as you mentioned, coming off a good game. Swayman's been a little bit up and down so far.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing right now is kind of how they drew it up. I think it's going to be close to a 50-50 split. Both guys are going to get a game on this road trip, and then we'll see what happens on Saturday night in Boston. But I think that ultimately, I think what you're seeing so far, four games, two games for each guy, is sort of what it's going to be. I think you're going to have some highs and lows here with Swayman, naturally, given his inexperience, given his age. I mean, that's just how that typically is for that position in that age bracket. So I don't think he's going to play 60 games, and I don't think Ullmark's going to play 60 games for that matter. So I expect to see a 44-38 kind of split here in terms of games played. But I think the way that they're drawing it up right now is kind of how they had it when they began the season, to be honest.
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the Sports Hub, talking Bruins with us. Ty, always great to get some insight from you. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Todd. Talking Bruins here on Downtown's.